Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle. It's Michigan State week. Penn State coming out of a bye, getting back into the meat of the Big Ten schedule. A key stretch of games again coming up. We're going to start looking ahead to Michigan State in this one. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue studio, by the way. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Time to look at Michigan State. Rico Beard, who runs an awesome radio show out in East Lansing, will join us in a little while. Bill Connolly from SB Nation, you know, we're touching on that the great to elite talking point from last week from James Franklin. He chimed in last week with a good piece on what does that mean exactly? How do you make the leap from great to elite, and how do you define what is great and what is elite? He's going to join us in a little while to talk about that, and we'll finish up the show with Ask Greg, your Penn State football and recruiting question. We will get started with just a little look ahead to Michigan State. Penn State trying to get back on track coming out of its bye, coming off that 27-26 loss to Ohio State. Penn State goes into this one, Greg. 14.5 points was the opening line for this game. 3:30 kick at Beaver Stadium, correct? 3:30?
3:30, yeah.
And most importantly, it's a stripe out. So we got that going.
And homecoming.
And homecoming. So there's a
How
lot
could you
going
forget
on.
All of these things, Dustin?
This game, I mean, just we'll get into Michigan State and where they're coming from and what's going on with the Spartans exactly. But really, I think the bottom line this, from my vantage point, Greg, if Penn State takes care of business, the outcome of this game should not be in question.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think that obviously everyone gets really fired up and excited for the Land-Grant Trophy coming to town, and Penn State obviously would like to keep that in State College, or maybe they won't, I don't know. But, all-time Michigan State leads the series 16-15-1. We've seen a lot of good matchups and some lopsided matchups as well. This one stinks of a lopsided matchup. Michigan State, you know, there was a headline out of one of the East Lansing newspapers that was more or less like, you know, these are the 5 million problems Michigan State has to fix before taking on Penn State. And obviously it's not 5 million, but there are some problems with this Michigan State team that aren't going to be fixed overnight. Brian Lewerke, the quarterback who just blew up Penn State's secondary in last year's weather-delayed game, has not necessarily been as good this year. They suffer a loss to Northwestern, and now they come to Penn State and try and get back on track. I don't think it happens.
Yeah, it's hard to see it at this point, and I think that's factored into it. I think the line, the way it came out, was in the neighborhood of what I would have expected in that one, 14.5. We'll see what movement it has as we, you know, approach the second half of the week.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that really shocked me was just how quick it jumped. I mean, it went from 13.5, and before you could even refresh the page, it was 14.5. Yeah. I mean, it was quite clear that the people that bet on games early in the week thought that Penn State should be at least a 14-point favorite for this one.
And I think the timing is part of that. I do think that, you know, Michigan State, that loss to Northwestern, bad all around. It's bad for Penn State. There wasn't a running game at all in that game, and that's been a theme for a lot of the year. Felton Davis, their top wide receiver, led the team in rushing, had over half of their yardage. Just not a lot is coming easy for Michigan State.
No.
And, you know, when you have this kind of season where they're fighting, they're going uphill a little bit. You know, this is one of those areas where Michigan State falls short of, you know, speaking of great to elite, they're sometimes great, but they don't recruit enough big time blue chip talent to overcome situations like this. So they're having a lot of stuff that's going sideways. I think they're always dangerous. They're always a threat, especially given that they beat Penn State last year and they probably didn't have any business winning that game. But I just don't see it this time around. I don't see much of a threat here. LJ Scott, their running back, he's missed a few games. He could come back, but I don't think that one player coming back makes up the difference here, especially when you're playing it at home.
No, not at all. I think what Mark D'Antonio has beat James Franklin 3 out of 4 times, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's right.
Yeah.
I do not see him going 4 for 5. It's just really difficult, too. I mean, I actually don't think this game's close at all. I think Penn State comes out angry after a bye week of, you know, I'm sure, you know how James Franklin said after the Ohio State lost it, if people thought he was a psycho before, wait until they see what he does now.
I took exception to that quote.
Yeah, I mean, you can, it is what it is. You can look at it a number of different ways, but there's no doubt in my mind that he rode his guys pretty darn hard during the bye week practices to get it together, to get snap out of any kind of funk they were in, to really get back into playing a kind of football that Penn State wants to play. So I think they came out angry. I think this Ohio State, or Michigan State team rather, is licking its wounds. I don't think it feels kind of rudderless, I think is the word that really came to mind as I watched the Northwestern game and that loss. And at the end of the day, I just don't think they have what it takes to go on the road and win. Good news, too, for Penn State, there's no lightning in the forecast, so it doesn't appear that weather delay will be any kind of issue either.
Michigan State so far, the thing that jumps off the page the most is a complete lack of a running game, which is not characteristic of a Michigan State team, averaging 3.4 yards per carry. On the other side of it, they're allowing 1.3 yards per carry. So it'll be interesting to see how that dynamic unfolds. But if they're going to be one-dimensional, and I think this is the thing that has worked against Brian Lewerke this year, is there just hasn't been enough of a threat elsewhere for him to take what he did last year and build on it and anyway. And what you've seen through 5 games, 6 touchdown passes and 6 interceptions. And that's just not going to get the job done. And I think the overall state of the team and the struggles they've had elsewhere have really impacted him.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, I think you look at his numbers so far this year. I mean, when you really break them down, I mean, 64% completion percentage, 1,300 yards passing already. I mean, the thing that really has killed him is interceptions. And not only interceptions, but not even being close, really, on the ones that he's thrown. And then they've had struggle scoring, too. And I think that goes back to your point about when you're so reliant on three-star recruits and low four-stars to build your program, at times you're not going to have the speed and the athleticism that other teams have. And it's not to say Northwestern had it in bunches either, because that wasn't the case. But sometimes you need to rely on that to win football games. And Penn State, you know, has been able to do that. Michigan State has also been able to do that in the past. I don't think they're cut out for it this year, though. And that should make a difference. And keep in mind, too, that this is a little bit of a, I don't know if a payback game is the right word, but KJ Hamler certainly was a guy that's from Michigan, went to IMG. Michigan State were among the teams recruiting him. He suffers an ACL injury. They kind of fade off. Penn State stays with him, get him, allow him to come in and rehab and do all that kind of stuff, Dustin, and then all of a sudden he turns into a tremendous weapon for the Penn State offense. That will be brought up early and often, I'm sure, during game week and on game day.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. By the way, if you're looking for a place to tailgate Friday night before the Michigan State game, 409 Tailgate Club has the answer for you. You can join them at the GoPSURV.com lot in Bellefonte anytime from 6 to 10 p.m., calling it a tailgate under the pavilion. $15 gets you a pulled pork or kielbasa sandwich, a side, and a glass of wine or a frozen drink from the wonderful 409 Tailgate Club selection. That's tailgate under the pavilion at the GoPSURV.com lot from 6 to 10 Friday evening before Michigan State. You can check out more details, buy tickets at tailgatewine.com. So looking back just at the Northwestern game for Michigan State, they give up 373 passing yards to that Northwestern attack. And it really should have Penn State fans and should have the Penn State coaching staff salivating a little bit to try to exploit that. I think it could be a game. You know, we talked earlier in the week about Miles Sanders and his quest for 1,200. I'm not sure if we'll see Miles Sanders be a huge impact in this game if stats hold up, but it should be a game where it's an opportunity for this Penn State passing game. I want to say rebound. But it's hard to say rebound when you're averaging 50 points a game, whatever right. The number fell to after Ohio State. But for this passing attack to have its best game yet, maybe.
I think it's certainly possible as long as the drops go away, right? I mean, I think that's been the biggest issue so far, is that Penn State sometimes has not clicked on offense. And don't get me wrong, Trace McSorley has not necessarily been perfect in all aspects. But more often than not, the drops and the missed passes have come down to him you know, suffering drops for the, at the hands of his receivers. So, you know, I do think that it's something where as long as that's cleaned up, Penn State should be able to pass at will in this game. One thing that's interesting is that Michigan State has been terrible in the fourth quarter. I mean, I think they're getting outscored something like 60-20 or something in that ballpark in the final 15 minutes. Penn State's been up and down in the fourth quarter too this year, so that's another interesting factor to this game as well. But I think it represents more than anything else, Dustin, a chance to finish a full game, to play a full 60 minutes, which we really haven't seen yet this year, and, you know, finally put their foot down and say enough's enough. This has the makings of the game that Penn State won handily a couple of years ago. I think that we're probably going to see a repeat of that.
You think just in terms of temperament and preparedness, having the 2 weeks to kind of lick their wounds from Ohio State, you think this is a Penn State team that comes out aggressive, maybe fueled a little bit by last year? You don't think any kind of lag or energy deficiency or anything like that? You don't see any issues on the horizon?
Only for Michigan State. I just think I would be really shocked if Penn State does not come out and start this game well and play well for an entire 60 minutes. I mean, again, they've spent the last week listening to a lot of people ask questions about where their what the future is, and why is James Franklin talking about missing class and all this stuff. And I'm sure that this stuff wasn't all simply, you know, stuff that the coaches were talked about to the media and to the public. I'm sure the players were hearing about it as well. So I think there's a lot of things that all kind of comes together for a perfect storm, Dustin, and Penn State comes out and plays its best game of the season, wins handily. And again, I'm not impressed with what I've seen from this Michigan State team. Mark D'Antonio's had some really good Spartans teams over the years. I don't think this is one of them. Will the Werke cause some problems again like he did last year? Yeah, probably, but he's just not been consistent enough to really think that, you know, it's going to be a major threat to a Penn State team. And again, you know, is even though the passing game doesn't, maybe rebound's not the right word for that, Penn State definitely needs to rebound, and I think it gets that done this weekend.
I'm curious if Michigan State looks at the second half against Ohio State and tries to put them to the test on the edges of the defense. Quick throws, that kind of thing. But really, I mean, nothing came easy for Michigan State at all so far. They barely beat Utah State at home in their opener. They lost on the road to Arizona State. They lost last weekend, homecoming against Northwestern. If they don't pose a threat in the ground game, Penn State's defense could feast on them. And I see it happening in a good way for Penn State. Two touchdown favorite. What's your prediction for the game?
Yeah, I think they cover that line. I think that there's plenty of opportunity for the Lions to win by more than 14 points. I have it Penn State 45, Michigan State 21. I do think the Spartans score some points on the road. That would give them more points than last week. But what we've seen from Penn State's offense and Penn State's defense, again, I think they put together their best game of the season. They win going away.
I got a 38-17. It wouldn't surprise me if Penn State scores more points. But, you know, in the end there, I think to handily take care of Michigan State is something they should be able to do. Get back on the winning track. You know, Michigan State has Michigan the following weekend, so they could be in some trouble here. Not out of the realm of possibility that this Michigan State team is 3-4 after seven games for Penn State. Good win, I think. Get them back on track. Moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, Rico Beer joins us to talk about Michigan State's side of the story coming up after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club announces its Tailgate Under the Pavilion this Friday at the GoPSURV.com lot, anytime from 6 to 10 p.m. $15 gets you a barbecue sandwich, side, and a glass of wine or frozen drink from the wonderful 409 Tailgate Club selection. Tailgate Under the Pavilion, GoPSURV.com lot, just off Benner Pike in Bellefonte, Friday evening from 6 to 10 p.m. Purchase tickets in advance. Go to tailgatewine.com.